Now on page number 4 we have that heading, the review of the church in heaven, 1 Corinthians 3, the judgment of the believer's works and service at the Bema. Now let's have a Bible reading and I'll be turning to some scriptures if you're able to follow with me. As a matter of fact, you might even find the scripture before I find it. But let's have a read of these scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 9 to 15, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 15. This is the central passage of Scripture, and it's from the Apostle Paul. We are not defending dispensationalism today or pre-tribulation rapture. We are just proclaiming it. Defending it could be another time with other brothers such as Andy Wood and so on who have come and others coming. We're just expounding it. So beginning at verse 1 Corinthians 3, beginning at verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through a fire. The bittersweet side of following the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Judgment is a theme that does trouble us, as we have in our introduction here. Judgment. Liberal scholars and apostate Christianity want to get judgment out of the Christian message. Hell? Oh, don't mention hell. You see, liberal scholars say the God of the Old Testament is a God of judgment. The God of the New Testament, the Lord Jesus, is a God of love. We're finished with the old. We're finished with this revengeful God. But the scriptures are balanced, as is the attributes of God. They are all there. Holiness, love, mercy, they are all there. Like a lovely mother, a well-balanced mother. I remember one time my daughter, Deborah, bless her, has been a good girl. She's 53 now. We're in a situation, it just went on and on and on, we were getting nowhere with discipline, We do believe in the application of the rod, not in anger, but in discipline, yes, irrespective of what the governments say. So here I am, I'm giving her a few smacks and telling her and so on, and she kept saying to me, "I love you, Daddy, I love you, I love you. I love you, Daddy, I love you." And so I said, "I love you too. And that's why I'm having to spank you, so that you will grow up a good person." Yes. See, both sides. There's that love there, the love that comes with discipline. But of course, with God, when His love runs out, when His love runs out and the day of mercy comes to an end, that's when His judgments begin. all judgment has been committed to the Son. It says that. Yes, that Lord Jesus Christ that went to the cross. He prayed for forgiveness. But on the judgment day, he won't be praying to the Father for forgiveness. The books come out, and now the day of reckoning is here. And we know that is reflected in our society when we believe that justice should be administered with the right punishment. Yes. So here we have this theme of judgment in the Bible. And we've suggested that there are judgments that must be distinguished. It is a very big judgment, a very big subject in the Scriptures. Look at them here. A to E. There's the judgment of sin at the cross. There's the judgment of believers at the bema. That's the Greek word for judgment seat. It's the Greek word bema. The judgment of Israel at the second coming of Christ on the earth, in the wilderness, in the land of Israel. The judgment of the living nations at the second coming of Christ. Those who are there, those who survive. Those who survive the judgments of the great tribulation, they will be gathered together. The Lord Jesus Christ will be in charge. And he will gather all nations, and they will be judged as nations. And then there is one that happens 1,000 years later, the great white throne judgment. And that is all the wicked dead who have ever lived, from Cain right down to the end of the millennium. And God gets them all out of the sea. Out of the sea, it says. The sea will give up the dead which are in it. All will be raised. The resurrection of the unjust. Did I hear somebody say the resurrection of the unjust? Well, what's the use of being a Christian if you're going to be resurrected unjust? A good thought, isn't it? Thank you. Whoever thought of that, I heard you. What's the difference? You know, in the plan of God, we have foreknowledge, predestination. What's the next one? In Romans 8. Come on, Bible students. Those he foreknew, he also predestined. Those he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. That's the key. You see, everyone will be resurrected. Some to be damned, so that they can be equipped for the judgments of hell. And others raised, incorruptible, for glorification, to be made like the Lord Jesus Christ. So the resurrection of the unjust is a resurrection body equipped to be banished to a star system under the judgment of God forever and ever, like a fire. And those who know the Lord will reign with him in the holy city, for planet Earth, right throughout the new, renovated heaven and earth. Yes. Now, we should distinguish between some here that are vital for us. And these three should be distinguished. First of all, the bema, or the judgment seat of Christ, and this is for believers. And we also should distinguish, of course, that's from the Apostle Paul. This is from the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, the nations. He is the one who reveals it in Matthew 25 at the end of the great tribulation period. And then after the 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the Apostle John that brings that to us, is the great white throne judgment of the dead. The dead are raised and all stand before him. We should distinguish them just very briefly, please, as in your notes. Notice here on the side, the bema, we have the topics of the place, the subjects, the time, the nature, and the results. For all of these, where is the place of the bema? We believe in the air, in the heavenlies, in the Father's house. The subjects of the bema will be all New Testament believers. The time, we believe, is after the rapture of the church. the nature of this judgment is for believers' works and service that they have done on the earth and in the midst of the church. And the results, there can be rewards and loss of rewards. Loss of rewards.